Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A new week starts right here, right now, live on a Monday morning on the Early Line on Sports Grid and all across that Sports Grid network. It includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination and consume everything all across the grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. We are here together to start off this new week bright and early on a Monday until 11 a.m. Eastern time. 3 hours together, DRS, to look back on everything that we saw this past weekend, the conclusion of the 2024 NFL Draft, night number 2, rounds 2 and 3 on Friday in the Motor City, rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday afternoon, a weekend that included a ton of playoff action, both on the ice in the Stanley Cup postseason and, of course, around the association, quadruple headers on both Saturday and Sunday to break down for you here over these next 3 hours.
And we got a lot to go over. And in 2 days, Ben, I believe Justin Timberlake most famously said this, it's going to be May. So you better get ready for Major League Baseball. You got the playoffs heading down the stretch in the NHL and the NBA. We do have that cooling off period, Ben, of the NFL as we wait OTAs and also the official start of training camp. So a lot to go over from this weekend. Great on the court action in the NBA. Let's get it started.
DRS, it's a great point. Around the National Football League offseason calendar, there are those dates where the league ramps up in activity. Once again, the NFL draft this past weekend is certainly that, not just for the newcomers into the NFL, but for the organizations making some moves. And that included even bright and early on this Monday morning before we came on live, some breaking news out of the store in Dallas. A reunion after 7 years together, but this previous season in New England, Zeke is back as a Cowboy. Ezekiel Elliott and the Dallas Cowboys met this previous week, and they have agreed to terms on a reunion. Ezekiel Elliott, DRS, makes his return to Dallas.
This is how you know you have a horrible offseason and the fans are so upset that Jerry Jones goes, I'm not going to sign anybody worth any talent, but if we bring Zeke back, I might get a little bit of a reprieve. I can't even – I saw the news come through this morning. I'm like, that's mildly interesting, but the guy is on one wheel here. You look at the backfield they already have for the Dallas Cowboys, the sentimental value off the charts. For what that's going to provide on the field for the Dallas Cowboys, absolutely nothing. Congratulations, Jerry Jones. I don't know, trying to give the fans a crumb at this point?
It's like when you're at a favorite concert and it's a band you've known for 2 decades, but you don't really know their new stuff. So you just yell, play the hits, play the hits. And that's what the Cowboys signing Ezekiel Elliott is. Listen, 8 years in the National Football League, 7 with Dallas, led the NFL in rushing in his rookie year and in year number 3. But year number 3 was way back in 2018. Had a semi-productive year in Foxborough with the Pats. Heavily involved in the passing game out of the backfield. Yes, as you just said there, DRS for the Pats down the stretch. But it's a big signing from notoriety, name, and nostalgia, not necessarily for a franchise-altering move after Dallas failed to select a running back in all 7 rounds of the NFL draft. We'll talk about that a little bit later on the Early Line. Now to the NBA postseason and this weekend. A sweep done in only 4 games. DRS, you and I, down the home stretch of this regular season, talked about if the big 3 in the Valley for the Phoenix Suns was all out there on the floor together and healthy, maybe they could make a run come playoff time. Nope. The sun has set in Phoenix. The Minnesota Timberwolves pull off the 4-game sweep over the Suns, winning yesterday in game number 4 on the road in the Valley, 122-116. A slight money line underdog. Phoenix closes a minus 112 money line favorite. Minnesota, in only 4 games, pulls off the sweep and is the first team in the NBA to advance the second round of the postseason.
Loved everything that I saw from the Minnesota Timberwolves over those four games. Absolutely sensational. Young superstars ready to win in closeout situations. Anthony Edwards drops 40 in a closeout game. You take a look at Carl Anthony Towns, who missed about a month of the season. Who knew if we would get him back or even what he would provide in the playoffs? Game number four, 28 points from 11 of 17 from the field. This team has offense. This team has superstars. This team has defense here. And also, I know we're going to spend a lot of time, and rightfully so, Ben, here on the Phoenix Suns. This team is supposed to go on autopilot right through to the Western Conference Finals. They got swept in round number one. Talk about a return on investment from those superstars. Absolutely negative.
This entire opening hour, we'll go game by game, series by series, from what we saw this previous weekend around the NBA playoffs. And the focus on Phoenix will be there to start off our next segment. But a new NBA superstar emerges. Mr. Personality, who backs it up on the floor, a 40-piece out of the Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards. The most competitive series that we have so far in the NBA playoffs is one we have seen frequently. That's Dallas versus L.A., the Clippers versus the Mavericks for the third time in the past five NBA seasons. And we're tied now at two games apiece. The Clippers were up by 31 points midway through the second quarter yesterday in Dallas against the Mavs. The Mavericks storm all the way back after an absurd Kyrie Irving made layup inside the lane with just over 2 minutes left. Dallas took a lead once again from the very early moments of this game, but then LA responds to the response and they hold on against Dallas 116-111. The Clippers win outright and even this series at two games all.
33 from Paul George, 33 from James Harden, and also no Kawhi Leonard in this game, no problem at all. I wanted to check the score three times in the first quarter and said, this has to be an error. There's no way without Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers went on the road and went up 39-16 after quarter number one. And then as always in the NBA, you know you're going to get a run. And it's crazy that Dallas actually took the lead in this game and wasn't able to hold on, because usually when momentum is that far gone, you're not going to get it back. Monster win for the Clippers as they take home court advantage heading back to LA.
A huge win in 15 points in the fourth and final quarter out of James Harden. Again, further breakdowns and recaps and our estimation for what it means for the series outlook overall later in this opening hour. But let's bring you the scores. Yesterday in Philadelphia, the New York Knicks on the road take a 3-1 series lead over Philly behind a 47-point performance out of Jalen Brunson. New York wins outright 97-92 as a 5-point road underdog in Philly.
Brunson was tremendous yesterday, 18 of 34 from the field. And that's for a guard and a small guard at that, which is incredible even to get that many shots off. But he was clutch all the way through, a monster performance for the New York Knicks overall as they now look to close out the Philadelphia 76ers. Me being a Sixers fan, certainly don't like to see it. But I think the sentiment, Ben, after the series was 2-0 New York, you didn't really expect the Sixers to win it here, maybe force a game six or game seven. Now it might only be five here as the Knicks take that upper hand.
So slightly surprising, despite New York being the 2 seed, Philadelphia as the 7 seed, we were optimistic on. Elsewhere in the Eastern Conference, the shorthanded Milwaukee Bucks, no Giannis in this series. Damian Lillard injured late in game number 3, misses game number 4, and the Pacers take advantage. Indiana now holds a 3-1 series lead after a 126-113 victory yesterday at home. The Pacers cover as a big home favorite, laying double digits. They were a 10-point home favorite. They cover. Total goes over 216.
51% from three-point range for the Pacers. That's how you get it done against a shorthanded Bucks team. And the Pacers look to close out the Bucks in game number 5.
NHL playoffs now. The Rangers, the best team in the regular season, say damn the President's Trophy curse. They sweep the Washington Capitals in a couple of crazy games. The Vancouver Canucks score in the final 6 seconds of regulation and then win in overtime against the Preds. Now back to the NBA. Donnie's favorite coach, Oklahoma City's Mark Daigneault, wins NBA Coach of the Year. The preseason favorite to do that, his OKC team, Donnie, the number 1 seed in the Western Conference.
Deservedly so. Great season overall. Now let's see if they can press that lever down and make a run to an NBA title now.
Candace Parker calls it a career. One of the best women's basketball players that we have seen in the previous 2 decades. A 3-time WNBA champion, a 2-time WNBA MVP. Calls it quits on her career, leaving the game better than how she found it. A salute to Candace Parker. Now back to the NBA playoffs. What is happening in Phoenix? And Minnesota is on to the second round. Up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What a weekend it was around the NBA postseason. Four games on Saturday, four more on Sunday. A quadruple header each and every day this weekend in the NBA playoffs. And speaking of four, it was game number four last night in Phoenix between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns. And in only four games, the Timberwolves have already won the series. A sweep over the Suns, capped off by a 122-116 victory last night on the road in the Valley. Phoenix was a slight favorite, and I mean very slight, only a point favorite on the spread, 8 cents of distinction, -112 money line for the Suns, -104 on the other side for the Timberwolves, but behind a 40-point performance from the young superstar Anthony Edwards, Minnesota wins 122-116, a four-game sweep in the opening round over Phoenix.
Yeah, and to put it bluntly here, I thought Minnesota was going to win this series, Ben. Took them at a +114 price at the FanDuel Sportsbook, and they swept them. Never did I see that happening. But even though we won a lot, like the Timberwolves, with how good they actually played, the focus really turns back to Phoenix for me because I expected this performance. Again, not in a sweep, but I'm getting everything here. Superstar players, clutch scoring, as well as great defense. Minnesota gives it to you all. The questions that we were worrying about all season long were, okay, can we just get healthy into the playoffs with a big three? But you saw some of the changes in the offseason. You trade DeAndre Ayton away. You pick up a player that might fit your offensive structure a little bit better, play defense, get some rebounds in Nurkic. But also, we were saying, beef up your bench just a little bit. And Grayson Allen was very good this year. Where was Grayson Allen yesterday? Injured. It's almost like you just couldn't catch a break with the Phoenix Suns. But even if Grayson Allen was injured, even if I just say Bradley Beal and or one of the other two superstars were injured, you're not supposed to get swept here. When Ishbia bought that program down there and said, you know what, this franchise, we're going to rise up in the Valley here. I'm going to make crazy trades, get superstars in here. We're going to back up Devin Booker. This is going to be so much fun to watch it play out. And you sort of paint yourself into a corner, but a lot of teams, Ben, would take that corner and say, all right, well, we don't have any future cap space. We don't really have any draft capital here. But we have some of the best and brightest superstars in the game that if it works out, our fans are going to love it. We're going to make deep runs continuously over the next 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. Never did I see the Phoenix Suns getting bounced in round number one, let alone getting swept in round number one. So the questions pop up, but also you have to remind yourselves, a team has to sweep you, and that was the Timberwolves. They were fantastic. All four games and gave you exactly what you thought you would get in a closeout game, which is typically the hardest one to play. Anthony Edwards was absolutely sensational from start to finish in that game. Loved what I saw out of the young kid.
So DRS will have some time because Minnesota is now off until the beginning of the second round after only four games. The T-Wolves, the first team into the NBA playoffs second round at this moment. So we'll have some time to look at the fallout for Phoenix. But let's highlight what Minnesota did here in this series. You said to me during the commercial break, you thought the Timberwolves would win this opening round set. Mm-hmm. But they had a plus money price before this series began, despite being the 3 seed against the 6 seed, the Phoenix Suns, and still being that younger core, despite, unlike Oklahoma City, having a little bit of playoff experience the last few years. This, the first playoff series win for the Minnesota franchise since 2004, two decades ago. And they do so in only four games. In three of the four games, Minnesota scored 120 points or more. Three of the four then do go over. Last night's total, 213 and a hook, up considerably from game number three on Friday. A game where Phoenix closed as a 6-point home favorite and were unable to even win outright on their own home floor. All the credit to Minnesota. Chris Finch, by the way, head coach for the Timberwolves, injured, torn patellar tendon with a collision yesterday on the sideline with his own guy, Mike Conley. We hope he rests up and is ready to be there on the bench for the Timberwolves in a round number two. Now, Donnie, the conversation for the T-Wolves, 9-1. To win the Western Conference before the playoffs got started, after now advancing after a four-game sweep over the Suns, that price has been cut in half and then a little bit more. plus 440 for Minnesota. Now third best price, only behind Denver and Oklahoma City to win the West.
It should be that way. It really should be, because this was also a team that wasn't a fluke. Like, they were battling for that top seed overall. And quite frankly, you might say they maybe could have gotten if Carl Anthony Towns didn't go down, which just showed that resilience. And Carl Anthony Towns being back and playing every bit as good as he did before the knee injury, boy, that's one of those things where you were questioning coming into the playoffs what you would get. You're not questioning that anymore. And also, as we talk about teams that might be aren't used to, Ben, making deep playoff runs here, every single win, every single series, you take advantage of and pick up a W, you're getting that confidence factor. They went into Phoenix in games 3 and 4 when you knew those game threes are kitchen sink games, handle their business. And then at game 4, you get a run late in the game, it's tied. What do you need? Big 3-point shots by Anthony Edwards, and he gave you that. But also, let's take a look at this. The Phoenix Suns shot 51% as a team from the field at home, went to the line 36 times, made 83% of those free throws, and still lost this basketball game. That's a great sign for the Timberwolves, man, because it was like, you know what, we're down 3-0. Yeah. We don't want to go back to Minnesota. 122-75. We didn't even show up here. No, you got a great punch out of the Phoenix Suns, and you still won on the road in that situation. Loved what I saw of the Timberwolves here. But again, for me, plus 114 price, expecting them to win that series. We'll see what they do next.
Now to the Suns. This offseason will be tumultuous in the Valley. This roster that we saw this year will not be the roster that we see to begin the 2024-25 NBA season. I'm not sure who goes, but we could see a clearing of house. Kevin Durant, 33 points yesterday. Devin Booker, 49 points yesterday. They combined for 82. Bradley Beal had 9, but he presents no value in trade markets. So is it KD, the older superstar, 35 years old? Is it the younger D Book that is on the open market? And Donnie, before this year got underway, there was the Big Four, the two teams out east, Boston and Milwaukee, and the two teams out west, the reigning NBA champion Denver Nuggets and these Phoenix Suns. They don't even get out of the opening round of the postseason.
No, and it's very surprising, because the whole, you know, thought process, Ben, for us during the season was, I don't care if they play this many games together, just get there healthy, they'll figure things out. They never could figure even out a win in the playoffs, Ben.
Yeah. You saw that right there. Phoenix did not match any level of expectation the odds makers set in the preseason. Conference co-favorites with Denver to start the year. They don't even get out of the first round. And as Donnie said, they didn't even record a single win. Now, elsewhere in the Western Conference, up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The most competitive series so far in the NBA playoffs is in the Western Conference, and maybe it's one you would expect. The 4-5 split, the 4 seed, the Los Angeles Clippers, against the 5 seed, the Dallas Mavericks. Not only just one seed line of difference between the two sides, Donnie, right side, but also familiarity in the previous postseasons. The third time they are matching up in the last 5 NBA years, not just the most competitive series to begin the playoffs, but also the most competitive game of the 4 that we saw yesterday in the NBA postseason. A wild game, in fact, where LA was up by 31 points without Kawhi Leonard midway through the second quarter. Dallas would not give up. The Mavericks storm all the way back after an insane made bucket near the hoop by Kyrie Irving through 3 Clippers defenders. The Mavericks took a lead with 2:15 remaining. It was their first lead since the opening few minutes of the first quarter, only for the Clippers to respond to the response. James Harden scores 15 points in the fourth and final quarter, and LA holds on. Barely, just barely, 116-111 to even the series at 2 games apiece. Without Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers closed as a 7-point road underdog. They win outright. We're tied at 2 games all in this Western Conference postseason set.
Yeah, Dallas let one slip away there, because that's one of those games where you see Kawhi Leonard was not going to play and you say to yourself, let's take command of this before we head it back to Los Angeles. So even if we do lose that game number five, we could come home for game number six and seal up this series. Now you're giving added life back to the Clippers here, which also you saw in game number one without Kawhi Leonard, and the Clippers were able to get that victory. But also, you know, just the common elements to these basketball games. If you are an underdog, how do you beat the team that you feel is superior, particularly on the road here? Just shoot the lights out from three-point range. There's nothing the other team can do if those shots are going in. 62% from the floor from three-point range here for the Clippers on the road is outrageous. But also, if you're Dallas, all that mojo, all that momentum, you are at home, you're ready to take control of this series, and you get blasted 39-16 in quarter number one. That was phenomenal that Dallas came all the way back and took a lead here. But so many times you take all of that gas pedal and you have to just use that on not extending the lead, but just trying to get yourself back into the basketball game, and you finally do, but it just wasn't enough. That's a gutty performance by the Clippers for holding on in that game and maybe could get Kawhi Leonard back for game number five, but that's a lost opportunity for the Dallas Mavericks to take a real control of this series, Ben.
It's a really great point, DRS. 18 of 29 from deep for the Clips. Paul George made 7 threes. He attempted 10. James Harden was 4 of 5 from deep. That is the great equalizer anytime an underdog is trying to pull off an upset in the game of basketball, as we know. But you would not expect the start that Los Angeles had shorthanded against a Dallas team that, frankly, could smell blood in the water. The Mavericks win big in game number 3 on Friday by 11 points, easily covering as a 4.5-point home favorite. The Clippers only put up 90. For the Clippers to take it to Dallas yesterday, again, a statement from L.A. And Donnie is right. We now have some time off in this series. We return to Los Angeles for game number 5, but not until Wednesday evening. Might Kawhi Leonard play? He has missed 2 games. He has played in 2 games. We shall see. But with the uncertainty, Donnie, Dallas remains a series outright favorite. Nearly $2 at minus 188, despite now it being a best of 3 set, and the Clippers, frankly, having home floor advantage.
Yeah, I don't understand that price point there. And also, you take a look at the spread, the minus 1.5s and the plus 1.5s also way out of whack at this point. It's still 2-2, and I do have a parlay there included with the Dallas Mavericks to win the series. I'm not panicking because I still do think I have the better basketball team. But again, you'd never like to see, like, oh, we're still in a great spot when you were at home with a chance to go up 3-1. Now it's 2-2, and you don't have home court advantage in your mind anymore, or should I say on the court and or in your mind. But also, that price point is a little bit steep here. I love it from a betting angle, going like, hey, I've already bet the series for the Mavericks and their minus 188 price. That seems kind of crazy. So it looks like we're not worried about the Dallas Mavericks. And also, is that an indicator of what we might not be getting out of Kawhi Leonard in games 5, 6, and 7, Ben?
It certainly is. The Mavericks are a 2.5-point road favorite in Los Angeles as of this moment for game number 5 on Wednesday. But if you're the Clippers, again, you were lights out from 3 yesterday, better than 62%. But you look at the other side. Kyrie Irving had 40. Luka Doncic had a 29-point, 10-rebound, 10-assist triple-double, and you still win shorthanded on the road and had a 30-plus-point lead early in the opening half. I don't know if the Clippers are running scared by any means. Now we come back and look at the Eastern Conference. The New York Knicks make a statement at Philly. Up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A quadruple header of game number 4s yesterday around the association in the NBA playoffs. We've showed you the 2 out west. Now to the Eastern Conference. The New York Knicks go on the road in game number 4 and make a statement in Philadelphia to take a 3-1 series lead. 97-92. The Knickerbockers on top over the 76ers. The Knicks win outright as a 5-point underdog. Neither team reaches the century mark. Game total of 209 stays under. The New York Knicks now in their last 9 games as a dog, 6-3 against the spread, 5 of those 6 covers, an outright victory for a team that was not great as an underdog throughout the regular season. Philly won game number three on Thursday. It was the same exact line, Donnie. Philly 5-point favorite, total up ever so slightly for game number four. But the Knicks had other ideas, led by a 47-point performance from Jalen Brunson.
He was tremendous, and that was all you needed for the Knicks here. And it's very rare in this day and age where sometimes guard play can sort of contend, more in college basketball. Hey, you need great guards in order to win an NCAA championship. When the pros, it's usually that, you know, three or four, or that shooting guard, that 6'5 or 6'6 that can do multiple things, because you're not expecting a guy, a shorter guy based on NBA talent here, for Brunson to physically dominate like that, Ben. 18 of 34. You know, we opened the show talking about the 34 shots. Like, yeah. In an open gym, it's hard to get 34 shots on, let alone a playoff game where you are the focus of the offense and you're supposed to have the other team running double teams so everybody else can beat you. And quite frankly, nobody could beat you here on the New York Knicks. You take a look at this. DiVincenzo, 8 points. Josh Hart, 4 points. And you still won that basketball game on the road. Why? Because you had your superstar guard show up in the biggest moments here, which included having 10 assists here. So 47 points and 10 assists, a plus 10 in this basketball. Keem was clutch all the way through first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, yeah, and fourth quarter here. And also, take a look at the Philadelphia 76ers, who needed more from other players. Joel Embiid wasn't all that efficient. 7 of 19 from the floor. He did go 12 of 14 from the free throw line. But Tyrese Maxey, say, hey, good, he had 23 points, but on 8 of 21 shooting. They just needed more and couldn't get it. And also, maybe a missed opportunity in this spot for a live under. You saw this game right away, 27 to 17, and how hard it was being played. Nobody could make a 3-point shot. And then you see the fourth quarter, 20 to 16, where the Knicks won the fourth quarter by 4 points. This was one of those old school New York Knicks game from the 1990s here. And it's 97-92 with now a chance to close out the Philadelphia 76ers. Gutty performance by the Knicks on the road to get that done.
And this has been a series, frankly, between two Eastern Conference foes that aren't all that far away from each other, where there's been bad blood. There's been some questions about maybe some foul play out of a certain man named Joel Embiid. Either way, it's been a chippy and testy series between these two sides. But yesterday, Philadelphia up by double digits in the third quarter, and it was Jalen Brunson almost single-handedly leading the comeback for the New York Knicks. 34 shot attempts. You might be like, oh my God, 34. He's taken at least 26 field goal attempts in all four games so far in this series. No Julius Randle. Jalen Brunson has had to lead the way. The only other starter for New York yesterday that scored in double figures, that was OG Anunoby, and he had 16 points and 14 rebounds. It has been Jalen Brunson, but Donnie, you laid out this point beautifully, I thought, before game number three on Thursday night. Jalen Brunson, because of volume, is going to have to get his points. If he is more efficient than he had been in games one and two, the Knicks won both of those inside Madison Square Garden, then he was going to go way over his points prop, and that has been the case here in both games three and four. 34 field goals, but still better than 50%, 18 of 34 yesterday against Philadelphia.
It's supposed to be the other way around, Ben. You're supposed to have these games on your home court here, not go on the road in a hostile environment and certainly tear it up in game three, which didn't lead to a victory, but certainly did in game number four. And sometimes people won't be familiar with Brunson's game. He was tremendous in Dallas, and you even hear Mark Cuban say, man, we would have loved to re-sign that guy. How could a player of this actually get away? Now, credit the Dallas Mavericks for picking up Kyrie Irving, and it looks like it's working out just fine for them. But this is a guy that was coming back to New York. Hey, he's a really good player. We'll see what happens. He's turning into an MVP talent right in front of our eyes from a regular season, which was wonderful. But if you're taking a look at one single player that's playing maybe the best basketball of anybody in the playoffs, it's Jalen Brunson right now for the New York Knicks, and the sky is the limit. It is a shame that Julius Randle is not coming back for the remaining parts of the playoffs, obviously down with that shoulder injury. But it looks like it doesn't even matter. And again, in games, in hostile environments that you need to win and your supporting cast isn't giving you all that much effort, you say, you know what? It's on my shoulders. And you watch the highlights here. It wasn't if Ben's like, hey, you know what? He's a three-point sniper. He just got lucky, went 8 of 12 from three-point range. The way he scores his baskets should not be legal. It reminds me back in the day of Allen Iverson and the Philadelphia 76ers, where a small man going in front of the trees going, so what? I'll take everybody one-on-one, and I'll finish at the rim, and I'll get to the line here. Tremendous performance by Brunson. Wouldn't expect anything less from the season he had this year, and it's translating Ben into the playoffs.
So, Donnie, as we were laying out the home stretch of the NBA regular season, Joel Embiid returns for Philadelphia. We pointed wherever Philly ended, either they get out of the play-in tournament as the sixth seed or in the play-in tournament as what happened, they knock off whoever in the 7-8 game and become the seventh seed. What a dangerous seventh seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. And yet it's been the New York Knicks that now have a 3-1 series lead and take the short trip on the Amtrak back to Madison Square Garden for tomorrow night in a closeout game number 5. Is this series done, or do you think Philly can win inside MSG unlike we saw in games 1 and 2?
I think the series is done from a perspective where I don't think the Philadelphia 76ers are going to win it. But having said that, all four of these games have been close all the way through. So when we're taking it price points here, I'm not going to lay a minus 195 with the New York Knicks to win game number 5. But you know what? The Knicks showed that they can play in Philadelphia. Look at that price in 6 games here. Not obviously for the Philadelphia 76ers to win in 6 games because they can't do that. That's for the Knicks to come back to Philadelphia and win at plus 470. We had a similar conversation before the weekend started saying, well, the Denver Nuggets are just going to sweep the Los Angeles Lakers. And I kept saying, like, man, I don't know about that, but that game 6 price is absolutely tremendous on the Nuggets. And it may be a chance to get back there because teams would be favored. That's role reversal. And you do see that the Knicks will be favored to win game number 5. I get that. But it's not as if the Sixers win game 5. Oh, look, it's going to head back to the Garden for game 7. That is a juicy price in 6 games here because I do expect a very good performance out of the Philadelphia 76ers in game 6. And it also leans on the shoulders of Joel Embiid. You want to go out and shoot 7 for 19 again in game number 5? Sixers are going home. Joel Embiid is going to have one of those nights where he goes 35 plus to keep the Sixers in it.
Yeah, absolutely so. Joel Embiid has to be so much better than we have seen so far in this series. Only 6 three-pointers in game number 4 attempted, made just 1. He hit 5 in game number 3, as we predicted, just based on volume throughout this playoff series. It's a huge statement game for Embiid and this Philly team that, again, the last 3 years reached the second round but never got past. Philadelphia has not been in the Eastern Conference Finals since Allen Iverson's days in the early 2000s. The New York Knicks, a minus 850 series outright favorite, but plus 470 for game number 6. If Philly can win, you have the Knicks basically with a money line price, and then the Knicks on a money line price with some profitability and hedge out opportunities for that 6th game if you think New York does control the fate of this series as the odds makers expect. Now, the Knicks DRS, as we'll look at in just a little bit, in the 2 seed, in the 3 seed is Milwaukee, and they're down 3-1 to Indiana. The Knicks not in a bad spot to get to the Eastern Conference Finals based on the layout of this Eastern Conference postseason.
Yes, through injury during the season and not playing well in the playoffs here, take a look at the East and say the biggest winner is probably the Boston Celtics here overall, but also can be the New York Knicks, the Philadelphia 76ers, who you handle yourself. And then we're seeing the Bucks injured right now and basically knocking themselves out. This could be a run here that we could see from the Knicks and with the Celtics just getting rested up for a championship run here.
The New York Knicks, now the only other team outside of Boston that has a 3-digit price at 4-1. The Celtics, though, minus 230 to win the Eastern Conference crown. Well, look at that 3-6 series. The Pacers and the Bucks up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our fourth and final game to recap for you on this Monday morning on the early line from yesterday's NBA playoff slate and the quadruple header out in Indianapolis. Shorthanded Milwaukee. No Giannis Antetokounmpo so far in this series. The Cavs strained down the home stretch of the NBA regular season. And late in game number 3, Damian Lillard suffers an Achilles strain. He was out for game number 4 yesterday in Indy as well. So no Giannis, no Dame, and it was an issue for the Bucks. They tried, but just not enough against Indianapolis as the Pacers make a franchise playoff record 22 threes, led by their center, Miles Turner, who hit 7 triples as the Pacers win game number 4 and take a 3-1 series lead over Milwaukee, 126-113. With no Dame nor any Giannis out there, Indiana closed as a 10-point home favorite. They cover that double-digit spread at home, Donnie, winning by 13.
Yeah, by the way, Tyrese Haliburton, more of a facilitator in this series, finally getting a little bit of the point-scoring option that we saw during the regular season, 24 points off of 5 of 12 from three-point range. But he got great balance all throughout that starting lineup for Indiana. 24 points out of Haliburton, Nembhard 15, 29, 13, and 13. So everybody played a role here. Now, it's always fun to take a look at the box score and say, how did this happen? Hey, tell me again when the Milwaukee Bucks got 20 out of Beasley, got 27 out of Lopez, and 25 out of Middleton. Boy, oh boy, I wonder what Giannis and Dame actually gave us. Well, they gave us nothing because they're injured and question marks moving forward. Now, also, seeing some of the updates on the injuries, Ben, makes it a little bit interesting because it looks like you're getting better information back on Giannis than you actually are on Dame Lillard. Now, the one thing we do know from watching a lot of playoff basketball and superstar players throughout the years, when the Achilles is damaged, it's not like, hey, go out there and if you just tweak it again, it's okay. That next tweak is usually a rupture of the Achilles. So something to keep an eye out here on Damian Lillard moving forward, because again, it's not so simple as letting it heal. We saw Kevin Durant's Achilles explode on national TV during a finals run before when he had that stiff and sore Achilles. So that's something to certainly watch out. But for myself, this is probably what we thought was going to happen, right? Surprises that the Milwaukee Bucks, hey, jump out early in the series, but now you're seeing the Indiana Pacers going, if you're injured, we're still a good basketball team. We love to push tempo, and that's the last thing you want for a team that's probably more likely to say, hey, we need to slow these games down against the Pacers here and execute in the half court.
For sure.
But you're not going to expect much. Nobody's looking right now at the Milwaukee Bucks, Ben, and saying to themselves, boy, I can't believe what's happening. What, your two superstar players aren't available for the series? Yes, this is what's supposed to happen in this spot because the Pacers aren't chopped liver. It's a pretty good ball club out there and finally handling their business.
Before this series got started, when we got the news that Giannis more than likely would not play, at least in the early going of this opening round set, Indiana closed as a series outright favorite near a dollar and a half. Still expected to be competitive, but now Indiana with a 3-1 series lead. Of course, it was behind Dame's 35-point performance all in the opening half of the opening game of this series in game number one that Milwaukee won that opening game despite being a slight home underdog inside the Pfizer Forum. From that point, Indiana has responded with 3 straight wins. Was not easy, though, on Friday night. Went to OT. Tyrese Haliburton, the game winner in overtime with only 1 second remaining. 121-118. Indiana did not cover as a 6.5-point favorite. And Chris Middleton was sensational in game number 3. 42-point, 10-rebound performance. That game went over because of overtime, but to Donnie's point, all 3 wins that Indiana has had, the game has hit the over. Yesterday's total, 216. The Pacers score 126. That is Pacers basketball. But now we look at the series overall. We still have no idea if Giannis and or Dame will play in game number 5 in the Pacers at this moment, DRS, minus 1,500 to win the series outright. When you look at the game 5 odds for Tuesday night, the nightcap in Milwaukee, Indiana is a 3.5-point favorite. Is this series over in 5 games if there is not an optimistic injury report on either Giannis or Dame by the time we get to tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, that's a wrap. That is a wrap here. But also, let's understand the prognosis here of what we were talking about with Giannis. Late in the season goes down with that calf injury. We weren't looking at a timeline that says, boy, if they can make a run, Ben, to the Eastern Conference Finals, we should be able to get him back. The thought process was maybe we get him back for round number 1, but then it was clarified going like, he's just not going to be back for early round number 1. Early to me meant I'm going to miss at least game number 1, probably game number 2, but I will probably be back for at least games three or four. He hasn't been back yet. So if we're running on that same timeline, I expect Giannis to play in the next game, which means he's healthy enough to go. Does that mean that Milwaukee wins the game? No, it doesn't. But if you take a look at that graph once again, we're trying to be optimistic about really good plus money prices. You see game number six. That's at home for the Indiana Pacers. Let's just say Giannis does come back and plays well. I'm not even expecting Lillard to come back. So game six, you know, if you're the Pacers, that's the game you want to close out. You will be favored in that basketball game, but if you pick wisely and it ends up in game number six, you get a plus 180 price right now in your back pocket. That's the way I'm looking here. Plus money numbers on realistic chances, because you're right, Ben. We don't know if Giannis is coming back, but if Giannis was supposed to come back in this series, how long, much longer are we waiting here? Oh, we meant game seven. No, you didn't. Early in the series means games one, two, and three to me. He even sat game four, as we just said. Game five, I expect him to be back. Why? Well, let's rest him and see if we can get to game six. There won't be a game six if you do that, Ben.
But that's the issue with calf injuries, with Achilles strains, as Damian Lillard is playing through. It's not like, all right, rest up and you're good. You don't know how the muscle is going to respond to game activity, certainly not in the playoffs. And Donnie, with the same conversation we had about the Phoenix Suns and how things are going to change this offseason in the Valley, are we going to see the same if the Bucks are bounced here in this opening round? What a year it has already been in Milwaukee. The dismissal of Adrian Griffin, the first-year head coach, after a 30-13 record to start off this year. They bring in Doc Rivers. It led to the jokes. It has now been materialized in the fact that Doc maybe does not elevate a franchise as some might expect, despite the strong start after the All-Star break that we saw out of Milwaukee. What happens with this Bucks organization if they do not come back from this 3-1 series hole against the Indiana Pacers? I guess that is a question for the offseason. Game number five inside the Fizer Forum tomorrow night. What we saw in the quadruple header on Saturday, up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on this Monday on the Early Line. This opening hour has been dedicated to an NBA playoff weekend recap. We look back now at the four games on Saturday. What a wild series, Donnie. It has been between Orlando and Cleveland. It has been up in the air. Both teams have won on their home floor in both of the games and have done so rather easily. And the team that has lost in all four games has yet to score even 90 points in a defeat. Game number four between the Magic and the Cavs on Saturday, Orlando wins 112-89. They outscored Cleveland by 32 points in the second half, a 61-29 margin. Orlando covers as a 2.5-point favorite. Total of 202.5 stays under despite the Magic scoring more than 110.
Look, shout out the NBA. We started this series off and I'm saying, like, look, can this series go three if that's even possible? Because nobody really cares. Now, granted, I do want the Cavaliers to win because I have monetary value on the Cavaliers. But at the same time, you know what's going to happen, Ben. Every series will be wrapped up but the Cavaliers and the Magic because you know they're going seven games now, which is ridiculous. It's so much fun to watch that it actually hurts. But why? You want to talk about a series where the Cavaliers look like they might just steamroll the Magic and the Magic can't do anything and maybe they're a year ahead of their time. Then flipping back to Orlando and hammering the Cavaliers in back-to-back games where now the momentum is back on your side. And quite frankly, from a series, I was like, good, I'm glad I picked the Cavaliers. This should be an easy one in five, maybe six games. Now I'm saying to myself, Cavs, you better just like – click on and flip that switch here in game number five. Otherwise, you're out in six games here. I don't know what the Cavaliers were doing other than going to Disney World and Epcot Center or, you know, Animal Kingdom down there. But my goodness, wake up. You got to get a win sooner or later here.
Back in the land tomorrow night, the Cavaliers, a 4.5-point favorite for game five, minus 176 in the outright series price. Orlando's team total for tomorrow in the land is 98.5. Again, they're the underdog. They're expected to lose outright. And the team that has lost has not reached 90 points so far in any of the four games in this series. The Thunder have taken it to the Pels. As Chuck might say, that's Charles Barkley. Send the Pelicans to Galveston already because they got zero effort so far. Oklahoma City, 3-0 series lead over New Orleans, 106-85. OKC, by the way, in a road test for this young team, easily takes advantage. Just a 1.5-point favorite on the road in New Orleans. Boston hammers Miami. The Heat got their one in game number two. Will they win again in this series? And we'll talk Lakers and Nuggets in just a moment as well.
Yeah, also, in that Celtics-Heat series, right, you saw the wake-up call in game number two, right? And you saw that spread in game number three, and it was exactly on target. The Boston Celtics are just so much better than the Heat that the only way the Heat can win is do historical things from three-point range. If that's all you have where we have to do something historic just to pick up a victory, you know it's not going to end well, and it wasn't supposed to end well. That's a good performance by the Celtics to go on the road and crush the Heat and not give them any hope for the series based on game number two, Ben.
When you have Oklahoma City, by the way, DRS, who has absolutely hammered New Orleans by 21 in game number three, by nearly 30 in game number two, they have covered in both of those games. 5-point road favorite in the Big Easy tonight to pull off our second sweep of this postseason. We thought that was going to be the case on Saturday in Los Angeles. The Lakers do respond. LA bounces back. Gets a victory in game number four, 119-108. First win of the series for LA, first over of the series as well. The Late Show wins outright as a 3.5-point underdog. Total of 219 and a hook does go over.
Yeah, look at the box score in that game. You say to yourself, wait a second, Jokic went for 33, 14, and 14. Yeah, that's a wrap. No, yeah. But the Stars came out to play in Los Angeles finally here. Anthony Davis, 25 points, but 23 rebounds and 6 assists here. And LeBron James going out there with 30 points. Instead of being that facilitator, looked like the old LeBron James. Like, yeah, let me get my 30 points and my 6 assists here, as I typically used to get in the past. Love the performance by the Lakers, even if it just extends it one game. The Lakers couldn't go out on back-to-back sweeps and 13 straight losses, whatever it would be here, to the Denver Nuggets. They needed one, and they got it. So maybe they can have a parade for that.
A double-digit lead for the Lakers in all four games, and yet they're down 3-1. They led by 13 at the break on Saturday night at home in Los Angeles, but Denver remains a 7-point home favorite tonight at altitude to win in the gentleman's sweep over Los Angeles. We will preview plenty more of NBA playoff action in the next 2 hours of this show. Hour number two is coming up in just over 2 minutes. We'll go elsewhere around the weekend, Major League Baseball, in some draft discussions following the end of the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit. That's up next here on the Early Line.